Mr. Cole, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, any possible action?
Yes, it's my understanding there's a possibility of a motion.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion to appeal the decision of the Superior Court, the case number 11296, for the following reasons. And I move that the appeal decision of the Superior Court in AT&T versus Sussex County Board of Adjustment, and there's some numbers there which I won't read out, but to the Delaware Supreme Court. The applicant had applied on multiple occasions to place a telecommunications tower on a subject property. After public hearings for the latest application, the Board of Adjustment denied the application. Neighbors have opposed the application each time, and the matter has come before the board, and they've spent considerable amount of money and time arguing against that proposed tower. The decision of the Superior Court to modify the decision, that's the key there, to modify the decision instead of affirming or reversing the Board of Adjustment differs from any prior decisions of the court. And it's a treatment of the Board of Adjustment, in its treatment of the Board of Adjustment cases. So I believe the decision concerning Sussex County should not come from our government. I believe the decisions concerning Sussex County should come from our government, not a court. And so the modification in this case has the court making the ultimate decision, not the county. So for those reasons, I'd like to make a motion to appeal the decision. I think it sets a bad precedent. The county had gone through this, or the Board of Adjustment had gone through this process a couple times and had all kinds of information on the record supporting their decision. So I would like to support to appeal this decision.
I will second that.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett, for the county to appeal the decision as Mr. Cole read off. Any questions on that motion? Mr. Moore, as our legal staff, do you have a recommendation to council?
First, I would indicate that I, too, disagree with the ruling, and I cannot disagree with the reasons in Mr. Cole's motion. However, when I look at the case, and I went back in the past week and looked at her case very carefully, and during that, I saw that there were several things I disagreed with. Number one, it was the first time we've seen that. However, there is a trend in the courts to start looking at cell towers more as utility. One of the things that did not come up during this appellate process was the fact that under our current zoning code, the applicant could have gone in and applied and received a permit over the counter for a 150-foot radio tower or TV tower, which then a cell tower could be co-located to. I disagree that if we do not appeal this, that a precedence has been set in the state of Delaware. Obviously, there would be, until it's overturned, precedence in Superior Court. But oftentimes you hear in the news that people are waiting for a good case to appeal so that they have the better facts behind it. In this case, when I looked at Judge Brady's decision, she went to the facts and basically went beyond just the board's decision, but what were some of the things that were discussed during the time. Based on that, if we appeal a case, I would prefer to have one that had better facts than this one.
So your recommendation is for us to not appeal or to appeal?
It would be to not appeal this one.
Thank you, sir. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Our attorney, I believe, has the best advice, and as much as I would like to appeal and win for what these people have been through, I do think that our best, in consideration of everybody that we represent, all of the people and tax money, I have to go with our attorney's advice. So I say I wouldn't support it.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote to support the appeal. I made my concerns on the record a minute ago, so I will stand by that, and I believe that it just again, we don't like, we always hear about courts making decisions and not the elected official, and I think that the elected officials made a decision. I think they made the right decision, and I think we should support it.
Mr. Arlett.
And I would concur with Councilman Cole and with complete respect, of course, out of our legal counsel and recommendation. But I think in the end, sometimes principle has to prevail. And I think for me personally, this is that case, whereas I believe that we should vote yes on this, and I will vote yes to appeal this.
Mr. Wilson.
I believe this is not a good case to appeal. And I think it would cost this county literally thousands and thousands of dollars to appeal it, and more than likely we can't win, so I have to go with the advice of the attorney. So I vote not to appeal it.
Okay. I have great faith in our legal attorneys, our staff. I do feel sorry for the people in what's happened, but I think we are where we are through whatever reason we got there, and I'm going to vote no. Motion defeated. Then a motion to go into recess until 1:30 public hearings.
You got it.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried.